to Live at 5 with Goldie and MBR on CBS Sports, 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Here's what I love. This song first comes on, and you're looking at me like, you know, WTF, like I'm a moron. And 4 seconds later, you are dancing to the song.
I like to dance. I like to shake it. I like to shake it.
That's Buffalo Stance. That's a great song.
In your opinion.
Nina Cherry.
Huffer, yeah, you know what? Come on, Mark. I deduct tax before you tip. You have just established residency in South County, you douchebag.
Yes! That is so classically perfectly put. How do you back the sales tax
why
out?
Would I tax? Why would I double tip on tax? I don't get it. If it's $40-something dollars on a dinner.
Tipping. It's not a double tip.
God, I hate this microphone.
It's not a double tip. Your total bill is $40. Give them the $10. Give them the $8. Or you give them the $6, you cheap bastard. That is unbelievable to me. What's the matter? What is the matter now?
Well, first off,
the microphone works fine.
Well, I'm glad it works fine. I can't hear a...
So use the other mic. What?
It's not the mic. It's the plug-in. So let me... Care to show, talk about how awesome you love Boston for about 3 minutes.
3 minutes? You put up two fingers.
I was peace out to you, dude, until I can figure out how to work this daggone thing.
So I got the six-footer finally coming back to town on Thursday night or Friday.
Okay, sure. Stop talking. I'm back.
And she's been talking smack to me about getting a ping pong table for our basement.
What the? What are you playing, beer pong? I mean, to, like, beer fest?
No, ping pong, table tennis.
I know. Okay. I get it.
And she's talking all kinds of smack, you know, because she's got that imposing stature, and she thinks she's going to run me ragged and overpower me on the ping pong table, Dr. Becker. Relax.
Do you watch that ping pong in the Olympics? So that's not even real.
That's crazy. That's insane. Don't tell me that ain't a sport. They play in China. Really?
Well, it kind of sounds like our conversations. It is funny.
What are you, Senator Alphonse D'Amato, doing your impression of Judge Ito from the O.J.
Simpson trial?
Oh, yeah, he caught a lot of heat for that.
Did you ever notice all of those, sand glasses that you turn upside down.
Hourglass.
There you go. But they're not hours sometimes. They're minute glasses. Ito had like hundreds of them on his desk.
Right.
And continuously throughout the trial, he would just be bored off his ass and just start flipping them over one at a time.
He was a character, by the way. He was.
And his wife was a part of the LAPD.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead. The six-footer and you in a ping pong table.
So I said, here's the deal. The only way I'm going to do this is... If you're going to go ahead and get the rackets, I want those old-fashioned skinny ones. I don't want the padded ones, okay? Because I don't know how to play with, you know, the thick padded paddles.
Yeah,
are you with me?
The red and blue. That's what I grew up with. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the skinny ones.
So a package comes in the mail a couple days ago, and it's the paddles with orange and white ping pong balls, but they're the thick padded ones.
I had blue balls a lot.
I think she's trying to psych me out here, and I think she bought me the disadvantaged paddles because I said I play better with the other ones. So she's got a little gamesmanship there, and I'm going to kick her 6 foot ass.
Well, you know what? When is this going to happen? This weekend?
The table's supposed to come on the 1st. So what day is the 1st?
It's Friday. Yeah, it's right. You know what, then? I may come over Saturday because I'm jumping on Sunday.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because her brother and...
I know. Her brother...
And the girlfriend.
And they want to go to Soulard Market. They want to go to the Soulard Market with
you
on Saturday.
You can... All right, fine. Fine.
And I know that. And I'm going to come over and I'm going to do a Facebook Live session of you guys playing this daggone game. Yeah, I'm going to do a Facebook Live session.
As much as I love this woman, I mean, I adore this woman. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this woman.
God, that must feel good.
I'm going to demoralize her on the ping
pong. I hope you
table.
Do. I really hope you lose.
I just want one of those ping pong paddles you find, like, at the side of a public pool. You know, one of those
that's not a racquetball racket, douche. Come on, man. She is 6 foot. You're 5'3". She is going to be pounding that ball.
I'm Eddie Goodell.
That's 3'7". She's going to be pounding your ball down on your court. Yeah, when you play ping pong, There's a line down the middle.
Really?
And you, when you serve, you have to go to the other side of the table.
Really?
You can spin it. So.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You ever played beer pong?
Yeah, years ago.
All right. Well,
not my thing.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's just
because that's an automatic puke for me. That's just a guaranteed puke if when I play that game. So yeah. Well, luckily I'm too old and I don't have to. I can't get forced into playing it because none of my friends play that game.
Oh yeah,
we're all too old.
All we do is sit here and drink Diet Coke and my lemonade and iced tea in the morning here, which is outstanding. And so you know what? There's some good comments out here about me being a douchebag about me not tipping on tax.
That really is bad.
That really
is something else. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, not because I'm a high roller. I feel for the servers. This
Absolutely.
Is from the 314. I tip 25% to 30%, not because I'm a high roller. I just feel sorry for the servers. They have to put up with the jackasses.
Amen.
Hold on. Every day, I would choke someone out if I had to put up with the public. People suck. So here's a challenge I have. And that's great, 314. Thank you. Don't know
I'm down name. With 314.
It's awesome sauce. But a lot of times, it is the server's challenge. Either there's two reasons in my opinion. Either one, they have too many tables and they can't serve them enough because
not
they're understaffed.
Not the server's fault. Go ahead.
No, because they're understaffed.
Right.
Or the server is so busy that we're getting the understaffed, they forget to put in the order. And next thing they do is they go black and blame the guys. There's the cooks, man. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. But I drink like three
fish.
I'll drink like three waters when I go out. Like, bomb, bomb, bomb. I pound them. And if my glass, if you see it.
Jack and Waters, but go ahead.
No, stop being a douchebag. Stop it. That's not true at all.
Okay.
Stop.
Finlandia.
Stop. What? All right, man. We can play your game all you want to, and I'll stop talking. But if that's what you want to do and keep putting me down, then you go do that.
Is that all I have to do?
That's all you got to do. I'll stop. I don't care. 3 days away. But anyway,
I guess you're not going to stop. But
no, I'm not going to stop with that crap because all you're going to do is put me down, and I'm not going to put up with the crap anymore. So, no, I'm drinking water. I got ice in the water, ice water. And next thing you know, it's halfway down. And then give me a refill.
Yeah.
That is not anybody else's fault but the waiter or waitress's fault. And I don't care if I'm just drinking water. I still tip because I'm eating. I'll still tip to 20% to 30% because I go there. Well, Oakville Sports Pub. I love this place. And we're going to give that away today for the trivia.
Fine. So
right?
If somebody's worthy of a 30% tip.
They're going right at him because I'm there all the time.
So then why do you bother with the sales tax? Why do you even like, well, I got to back out the $8.
You know, on an instance like that, I don't care because if my bill's 20.
Instance like what?
Remember I said before you went outside and played Frogger? I said if it's a one-time attack, I go someplace one time where they don't know me, yeah. I'm going to back it out. If they know me, they know me well because like you at your place.
What if the service was, you know, good? Not like off the chain, but it was good. But it's a one-time thing. You're driving from here to Kansas City and you stop at, you know, some.
Minimum 20.
Well, no, but
on top
but
of sales tax.
But you back out the sales tax.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. That's okay. But people where I live by, who know me, they know I tip well because I want the exceptional service, which to me is not exceptional. It's just appropriate service. Just give me when I need a refill, my Diet Coke or water, whatever. Just know, you know what I'm drinking. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. Don't ask, do you need a refill? Well, of course. It's halfway empty. Of course I need a refill.
Well, I don't think it's a problem asking. Why does that bother you?
Well, it's called acknowledgement of the situation. You see, I've drank halfway through. Shall I bring you back another drink?
Yeah, I think that's the good acknowledgement. What if you don't want any more?
You know, the place I really appreciate the best for breakfast is First Wash because they will give you a to-go in a cup, whether Diet Coke, water, coffee. They'll say, you getting ready to leave? Yeah. Would you like a to-go cup for another coffee? Like, yeah, that to me is exceptional service. And the TIP is meant to state to ensure promptness, except if you're Amy. And go ahead and tell me what Amy says.
I don't remember.
All right. To ensure, I don't know, whatever it was. But, no, that's exactly what you do.
That's exactly what you do.
You know, I just try to do things right.
I know. Then tip them on the sales tax.
Whatever. My gosh, we're not going to talk for 40 minutes about sales tax.
We already have.
Well, Six Footer secretly wants you to use the paddle on her ass.
Oh, that's clever.
Trust me.
First of all, there's nothing secret about that.
Oh, so she does.
That's not an astute observation. I mean,
hey, here comes the rest of the crowd. I see him walking in.
Who's that?
Well, the morning after show. Sorry.
Well, they're in early today.
Well, they're coming in early.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it.
Must be for the contract.
My money's on the six-footer. No ashtrays, no ping pong, no tables. That's all right, Humphrey. He thinks you might have an ashtray at the ping pong table.
Oh.
Yeah, my money's on a 6-footer too.
Okay.
I'm all into that.
All right, so you're gonna video this.
I'm not coming to your freaking house on Saturday night because I'm jumping out on an airplane on Sunday and I'm done.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to the fastest flying school, and I think the
That airplane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So by the way, we're gonna have
Jen and Josh on here in a little while
from.
Well, it is the fastest flying school, and they are going to talk all about what I have to do to get ready to learn how to jump. And I don't know what to do, but it's fly free skydiving. And I would love for you and the 6-footer to come down on Sunday at 1 o'clock. But I got to talk to her.
I can't. We're entertaining. We can't do
that. I got to talk to her, though, because it looks like it's bad weather again. So I might have to do it on Saturdays. Well, when she comes on here in the next 15 minutes or so, we'll have to talk to her about the weather.
The 6-footer's not coming on.
Well, I want no. My skydiving.
The flying school.
Yeah, my right. Pulling my ripcord, jumping tandem. Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to her about it. Yeah, I think it'd be a good time.
All right, cool.
I'm
actually interested in hearing about this process.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a video of it. We're going to promote it. We're going to push it out there for the next 2 days. Two and a half. I guess we're running 2.5, but whatever. So we're going to promote it, and Colby and NVR Live will still be alive, and we're going to put it up there. We're going to push it out there. And I would like for the hundreds of listeners that we have who like our show to maybe come together and do a big jump with us. I think that'd be awesome sauce.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck recruiting that group.
You won't go at all.
You mean to watch it or to
no,
go
No, just
out?
To jump. Why are you said why? Why such a push? Why won't you jump?
Because it scares the hell out of me. I won't
well, who
do
cares,
it.
Man?
I do. Hold on.
Have you ever bungee jumped?
Wait, who cares? Hold on. Let me check. I do.
All right.
How about that?
If you back out the sales tax, I want to drink that water.
Oh, my. Well, it's after the fact, buddy.
All right, Humphrey.
Yeah, come on, Humphrey.
You're probably that guy who bust out the tip chart from his wallet. All right.
The tip calculator.
You know what the funniest thing is? I worked like Seinfeld's father. I used to work with a gentleman who is a very well-known speaker out in the California region, and he would come and give speeches about
– tipping?
No, he just gives speeches about, you know, I'll call it an actuarial – which means here's the facts. Here's what they are. So if you go to Vegas, when you go to Vegas, they give you a little card. It says, if the dealer has this, here's what you should do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an actuarial. I think it's whatever.
And?
I am not that guy. I am not. I am all about pleasure principle. Is it a good environment? Are they treating me fairly? Are the people around me nice? Is she or he doing something nice? I tip more than you could ever imagine, but I never tip. Let me rephrase this. I never tip less than 20% on my bill, minus tax.
Look at you defending yourself.
I am, but I have to. I'm getting blown the hell up over here.
Yeah, just pay. Well, you know what I'm going to say. So just do the right thing.
Easy, Goldie.
Come on,
Goldie, I'll video you and the 6-footer Saturday night.
Yeah.
Do we need to hire a fluffer?
Yeah.
Thanks, Gene Rayburn.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
By the way, speaking of Gene Rayburn, did you spend any time Sunday night watching the revitalized game shows on ABC?
No, I don't watch TV.
Where Alec Baldwin is hosting the match game?
No.
I missed it. I was curious to see it.
No, I just didn't.
I am a fan of Alec Baldwin.
All the Baldwin brothers.
But Alec is the one. I mean, he's the one. And the reason
Stephen Baldwin was awesome. And name it. Go.
Was he in the firefighter movie?
From Chicago, yeah.
I can't think of the name.
I can't either. Firehouse?
No,
something like that?
No. What was it? I can't think of it.
No, I don't. But that's what I was thinking of, too, where he was in the back banging that yell on top of the fire truck when he got the call and he had to go and his brother died and he had to back. It was back. Help me out.
Yes.
Backsplash. No.
No. Back. Something to do with the
backflash.
Not backflash. It was back.
Backdraft.
Backdraft.
Dang it. There we go.
I just said something to do with the air.
I know, man. Right. It's pretty good, man. There you go. I'm not sure you people are seeing. In VR. I'm not sure people who are seeing a shrink should be skydiving.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, Humphrey, that's a good point. But you know what? I changed my life.
Humphrey's on fire today.
Humphrey's great. But I did change my life insurance to my daughter. So she has the money now.
There you go.
We will only come if Goldie jumps without a parachute.
You know, I actually was envisioning driving in here today when you told me we're going to have these folks on, that you were going to get about 300 texts saying, hey, yeah, bring Mark from SoCo, and we hope he jumps without a parachute. And I'm surprised you didn't get one of those. It blows me away.
As you know, cough button does not work. We all know that in the studio with no soundproofing.
Get on with your point.
Hey, MVR, awesome sauce. What are you, a 13-year-old girl? I've said that forever.
Awesome sauce.
I love it.
Hey, the only one who says that. Julie? Debbie?
Hello, Kelly. Yeah, it's me. MVR, I'm about to pleasure principal, so let me give you my tip.
That had to be the wood?
That was my friend Humphrey. It was backdraft. Thank you very kindly.
Yeah, we said that.
Holy cow. Texters are texting in, man.
No, Humphrey's texting in.
No, there's many more than the old Humph. What are we going to do? What do you want to do here?
What do you mean, on the show?
Nah, yeah. We want to continue to sing, or what are we going to do?
Well, do we want to even talk about, you know, what the real challenge is?
The challenge is the
window of time.
Right.
Is the window of programming on whatever the new setup is going to be. And you and I have commitments after 7 o'clock, and this guy's talking about the window of...
Let me use my cough button real quick.
Jesus, you are just really so appropriate.
But I don't even smoke.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. So anyway, the window of time is going to be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.,
right,
as they say in the biz, 7 a. to 7 p., and that just doesn't work for my... For
agenda.
For my commitments.
For me.
And yours. And, you know, unless they want to do us at 5.
At 5.
And we don't know if that's going to be available. If that's the case, then it's bye, Felicia.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, no big deal. I mean,
yeah, we're good with that. You know, and it's not anything ignorant or negative at all towards the station. They're awesome people here. Everybody we work with, from pay to Mike.
What you say off the air.
Shut it. You know the truth. I spend money here with my other. All right, so. Hashtag blessed. I run and own a advertising agency, and I have a numerous amount of clients, which I'm guessing you might have guessed run their spots during our show. But if it goes away, it goes away. But that's okay. But I want to make sure people know about it. And
yeah,
you know, true. I know he's got some challenges that he has to go through.
Yeah, it's nothing personal.
No, not at all. And yeah. I know in July I want to take a couple weeks off and I want to go.
Not the friendliest guy, but that's okay. He's got to run a business.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I want to do a spiritual.
Peyton's like, you can't say that.
Oh, I don't care what I say. What do you have? Cut us off there? What have we got? 2 days left.
Well, we don't know. We don't know there's 2 days.
It's 6/29/16 right now, so it's only a couple of days.
Yeah, but we don't know it's the end.
No, we don't. But I want the people to know.
Don't, and you know what? We don't care.
No, I do care. You know what? I do care.
I don't. I'd be happy to take the sleep back. I would take it.
I'd do you at 5. Well, I appreciate that. We'd love to. 314. But, you know, the good news is they'll have something else to replay before us. That's okay. And we're okay with that.
Yeah,
we're trying to determine
best of Amy Lawrence.
We're just trying to determine, you know, what I like to call in the business is my grief to dollar ratio. When there's a lot of grief and not a lot of dollar, it doesn't really make me holla. So
you're one of my very best friends. But you know what else you are? Oh, look how he's looking at me. You're a tool, and I love you for it. You're a tool.
I speak my mind.
You do speak. Yes, you do.
Yeah, well, yes, I'm just telling you. We have listeners. We have texters calling in saying, hey, you guys, stay around. We'd like to hear
you. Hey, we're up to 106 likes.
Oh, whoa, that's great. Oh, wow. We have 60,000 people who download and listen to
us. Give us some damn likes. We are on Goldie and MVR live at 5. That's just an ego thing. That's all that is for me. It's not going to make us more established.
I bought a new microphone yesterday so we can do a podcast.
You mean nothing on the air?
Nothing. No, we're just podcast.
Just all Sieber.
Yeah, well, that's what our buddy Andrew from North County does. He's got his own podcast.
But he says he only has 100 listeners. I mean, you know, I'm not getting up at 3 in the morning for 100 listeners.
No, but we can do this at, you know, me, you and the six-footer, like at 4 p.m. at night.
Okay.
Or you and the six-footer could do it. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
No, I'm all right with that, though. Well, I
can't imagine a scenario where you and the six-footer would ever be in the same zip code at 4 in the morning.
Well, she visited my residence.
Yeah, so. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay, though. I mean, we're not going to talk about sports. I mean, that's just one of the things that we do. And it's, you know, for all y'all who want to listen to a CBS Sports 920 and listen to everybody who's talked about the Cardinals and Wainwright and Segrist and Maness.
Matheny's the worst manager
Rosenthal
ever.
What are we going to do with this whole deal with the
– Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We don't care. I mean, honestly, I'm just telling you, we just
– Okay, listen, respectfully, they get that. If we keep saying it, then it's going to sound contrived. We're okay with whatever happens. It's not the end of our world. So we enjoy doing it. I think we have fun. I think for, you know, a handful of you out there, you find us to be listenable, and that's all great, okay? So we don't know what's going to happen come Friday, but whatever. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't. I'm going to walk out of the studio.
I don't care.
No, don't. Jesus, put your shirt back on.
Oh, when did you see this?
God, shaves his butt. Ah, you're gross. You know that?
I don't care.
You're gross.
I don't care.
You know, you could have pretended you were doing that. They wouldn't have known the difference.
It doesn't matter.
You didn't actually have to show me your disgusting chest.
It's not.
It's an awful-looking chest.
And it's tight.
It's all – oh, God.
And I just wanted to make sure you saw it so you could have the listener reaction.
Saw it? When you came to my place 6-7 months ago to meet the six-footer, you were sitting there talking. All of a sudden, you just take off your shirt and start walking around the living room.
How'd she feel about that?
Disgusted.
Really?
Yes.
So she calls me once to go to the Soulard Mark with me on Saturdays?
Yeah, as long as you keep your shirt on, you're fine.
Yeah, well, fine, whatever. You do what you want to do.
Goldie and MVR. You see that now, when you do stuff like that, that's when the station says, we don't care if you stay or go.
This is when the text box blows up.
Jesus, you really are a challenge, man.
I don't really care, you know.
314-880-0808. That's the number for Bitter Radio right here. Not better, but Bitter Radio. As MVR is portraying so far today, very bitter man, and he's a cheap son of a bitch who can't tip on sales tax.
Oh, you know what? I love the hipster of Tower Grove stuff.
Yeah,
MVR, you've got a great body. I love it. Thank you.
That's it.
I don't know who the hipster is, but
that's it.
Go.
That was the whole text.
That's all it is. But you know what? Let me show you some more. Hold on. Go to the break, and I'll keep talking.
Please don't do that. Seriously.
I'm going to. I don't care.
Because I'll leave. I don't
want. But there's corn growing out here. Watch the toss. What
the hell is this? Oh, is this Kanye?
Yeah, Kanye West. This is me, MVR. Yeah.
Cigarette.
Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on you.